Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, July 28th, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are glad you are here. Maggie, how's it going?
Grandma's gone. I'm going to go to the beach this Sunday.
Going to the beach. Nice. So yeah. July 30th, you're going?
Yeah, July 30th. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're leaving at 7 a.m.
Cool.
And I'll probably, you know, just not sleep at all. I could never sleep before a trip. God knows, before Olin, before Wembley, I'm not going to sleep for days because of everything. I have anxiety, okay, guys? It's anxiety. But I'm good. My parents took my grandmother. She broke a bunch of stuff around the apartment for these 10 days. But I don't care. She's gone. I cleaned everything. I wanted to soak. You know that episode of Tom and Jerry where, you know, they filled the bathroom with water, you know, and they swam in it?
Yeah.
I wanted to fill my entire apartment with bleach and swim in it. Yeah, this is what I wanted to do. I didn't, obviously. But I'm excited. I get to watch, you know, the sea and the waves. I love it. I miss it so much. I'm going to spend no money there, by the way, because of Wembley. And this is funny because, like, last year, while I was, you know, drinking my coffee and waiting for my friends to pick me up to go to the beach, I was watching SummerSlam live. I was watching it live because it was so long.
Man.
And this time I'm not going to watch it any, like, you know, wrestling show live, because if Great American Bash was at a Saturday, I was going to watch it live.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, like, we're going to talk about it afterwards. But, guys, hi. Welcome to the show. Please like the video, share the video on social media, on X's and whatever you guys, you know, the cool kids call it. Thank you for joining in. Thank you. Hi to all the people in chat. Please send a super chat and or a humper chat at humperchats.com. If you want, you know, your questions or your statements, or just to say hi, your cold takes, your hot takes, thank you. It helps us a lot. This is the most direct way to support us. The other way is to subscribe to Fightful Select, but we're going to talk about it at the end of the show. Please, it's the best $5 in the business, so let's get to talking about wrestling.
All right. So it just came out a few minutes ago that Vince McMahon, who we don't talk about that much for a lot of reasons, just had spinal surgery. And spinal surgery is a big deal. I mean, that's huge. That's no news on why, obviously, and that's not really important, but he is currently in recovery. TMZ first reported it. Sean Ross Sapp followed up and said that it happened during the week of July 17th.
I love how you felt the need to clarify who Sean.
Oh, well, I do. Yeah. Well, you never know.
I know, but, like, it's Sean. Come on.
Yeah.
Sean who? Michaels?
Sean who? Yeah. Yeah, Sean Michaels. So anyways, TMZ reported that the surgery was deemed a success. And as of right now, there's no timeline for McMahon's recovery or the specific nature of the surgery, why it was done, is unclear, which is, that's okay. But they said the surgery, or Sean said the surgery was roughly 5 hours and it was pretty intensive. So, but yeah, so that went down. So there you go. I mean, nothing really to say other than, yeah, you had surgery. So
I'm glad the surgery was a success. I mean, like we all, you know, we can talk whatever we want about Vince McMahon because, like, he's not, you know, the most ideal and, you know, modern age human being, you know, like he's not the best, but like it's a really serious surgery. I'm glad it's okay. Like he can redeem himself after that.
Yeah. We have a super chat from our great friend, Jackie Rodriguez.
Jackie's here.
It's been a while since I've been able to tune in, but hi, love you. I love you and miss you both. We love you and miss you both.
We miss you, sweetie.
I proved that I'm like Anchorman. If I read it on the, screen, I'm going to say it. So I said, hey, we love you and miss you both is what I said.
We miss you, sweetie. Thank you for popping in.
Ryan sent us a super chat and says, really hope that Rob dressed as a grandma.
What aren't you, by the way?
I didn't think about it, and I wouldn't have done that anyways.
You know, in this case, you being dressed as a grandma
would have been a turn on for somebody.
In my case would be, you know, a polo shirt and jeans. Yeah. And that's about it. And then diapers, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I lose you with the diapers?
No. I mean, I'm good.
Yeah.
So moving on from the Vince story, some other news that we'll talk about real quick is something Ric Flair said today, which kind of irritated me. And I don't really like talking about him much either, but he said today, Logan Paul is better than probably 70% of the full-time WWE roster. He's got balls. Well,
okay. Is Ric Flair aiming for a Miz storyline here?
I don't know what the hell he's aiming for, but, he's full of crap because guess what? Logan Paul gets more leeway than anybody like in the WWE, like for the most part, like when it comes to doing what he has to do. And, as Ryan says here, Ric Flair is desperate to remain relevant. And he says stupid stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He can, Logan Paul is good. We won't deny that. We won't deny that he's good. Like for a celebrity, like for in the ring, he's good. For what he's been able to do, he's good. I won't deny that. But
I hate the fact how good he is.
Yeah. I get that. But the thing is the other WWE superstars do not get nearly as much camera time. They're not allowed to do what he can do. Like, you know, he gets more leeway. He gets a lot more leeway.
He does.
And he gets the opportunity to highlight like the different aerial moves that he can do.
What do you think that is?
Because he's celebrity and it gets people talking. That's exactly why. The thing is if WWE let a lot of the wrestlers just do, not necessarily, they don't have to be AEW style matches, but if they let their people wrestle, like Cedric Alexander, for example, if they let Cedric Alexander and Ricochet have a 10-minute match, people would be talking about that still. Like, if let's just say hypothetically on Monday Night Raw, if they let Cedric Alexander and Ricochet just go 10 minutes, let them call the match, people would still be talking about it. I'm convinced. I mean, would you disagree with that?
No, the match is going to be absolutely probably the best Raw match of the year. I'm pretty sure. It will be called that. But guess what? After that, like, no one's going to remember it because, like, there's no characters behind Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. Like, they haven't given us a reason why we should care about them.
Correct.
They have, however, given us a reason why we should care about Logan Paul. And that's because, like, he's on television and they're not. Like Ricochet is, like, of course, like he's up for a program with Logan Paul, of course. But it's a lot of the stuff that Logan Paul is doing is not working for me. But when the bell rings, he should be nowhere near as good as he is in the ring. And that's what frustrates me, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I was so mad that he got a match against Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it was one of the best matches ever. Yeah.
It was a great match.
It was a great match. It was entertaining. I was watching it live. It was in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep, that was one of the.
Yeah, it was. That's why I was watching it live, right? But like, it's one of those things, where I keep wondering if I don't care about anything that involves Logan Paul because I'm a granny, or because I just, you know, or I'm one of those guys who are like, he's not a legitimate wrestler, so like that doesn't count and everything. But like, it's not the if this was AEW, sure, this is WWE, this is entertainment, this is sports entertainment. It's not about the wrestling, it's about being entertained. You know, that's how I like to look at it. And I'm completely fine with everything that's happening right now. If Logan Paul doesn't possess any titles and gets nowhere near titles and everything, like why should, like, explain to me why he should get a title shot? Because him getting a title shot against Roman Reigns pissed me off because it made no sense. The match was brilliant, but it made zero sense. So everything that's happening with Ricochet and Logan Paul right now, I'm sure, like, we've been wanting this match ever since the Rumble. Like, it's, this has been, this, if you kind of think about it, this is a match that's been built from January. Ever since that Royal Rumble spot they did, you know, with the springboard and, you know, with the ropes and everything and their crossbody. That was a bonkers, amazing spot. And if we get a match full of those, I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Just you know, give Ricochet the win, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I just thought it was stupid for Ric Flair to say that because it's, I don't think it's true.
Was Ric Flair around this time last year having that awful match?
No.
What?
I don't think so. So.
No, wait.
Oh, wait, yeah. Match. You're talking about the Jeff Jarrett. Yeah. Yeah, he was. So.
Yeah, so around that time, 1 year later, he's still trying to make headlines. And he did because we're talking about it. So there you go.
Yeah. No, exactly. So moving on from that story. Something that was recently, it was rumored about a week or two ago when Alex Shelley challenged Hiroshi Tanahashi for Impact versus New Japan Pro Wrestling Multiverse United 2. What do you think about this upcoming matchup?
Because, like, the match that we saw with Tanahashi and Swerve, I'm kind of torn because, like, I hope that Tanahashi feels way better than he did around that time, like, again, around Forbidden Door and before that. I hope that he's in better shape, but I wonder if Japanese wrestlers have actual difficulty working against wrestlers who are not working in New Japan. Like, do they have, you know, trouble, you know,
Tanahashi's wrestled a lot of
I know, but like, this stuff shouldn't happen then.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know then. I mean, I couldn't tell you.
On paper, this match is like match of the year contender. If they're on 100%. But I will watch any Alex Shelley match because I feel like he's on the roll of his life right now. So I can't wait. Multiverse United 2, when is that?
August 20th, I want to
say. 28th? No.
Let me see. I'll pull it up. I have it. It's August. Yep, I did have it. Okay, well, I'll find it eventually here. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good match. The thing is,
Tanahashi, it's going to be a killer match. Yeah,
Tanahashi. That's my thing. I think it'll be better than the match he had with Swerve, I hope, and MJF. So I think that's really what it comes down to, and I'm not really nervous about it. I think they'll have a good match.
Oh no, I'm not nervous. I'm just, you know, it's like I just hope that this was a, you know, like he had off days and you're allowed to have that. Even if you're like Tanahashi or Bryan Danielson or Okada, you're allowed to have those. Yeah. Because like this match is like that's a dream match. So like let's F and go.
Yeah. And it is August 20th. So
yeah, okay.
I'm really curious to see what other matches they schedule. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So.
Multiverse United is always a fun show to watch.
Yeah. So the next story is one that you were the one you were telling me before we went live.
No.
So Fightful Select reported that a match that is being discussed for All In.
Are we sure that we can talk about that?
Yeah, it's been reported, like it's been picked up, so we can talk about it. Chris Jericho possibly taking on Mr. Will Ospreay. I already, like, that's why I didn't text you.
Okay, I'm in denial right now.
Well, I was actually hoping, like, we were going to get best out of three, you know, like, that was going to be where we'd get number three of Omega. That's where I was hoping we'd get number three of Omega and Ospreay. I think that's what you were, well, I definitely know that's what you were hoping.
I was sure hoping, because, like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck?
I mean, the only thing that would have been worse for you is if it was Will Ospreay versus Jeff Jarrett. And
no, Goldberg or something.
yeah, I don't know. Okay, maybe. But
please, no.
The thing is, and I think Soupy's right. This is what I would prefer. I would prefer that to be in New Japan, not on AEW. And I do, the way they're going, story-wise, it makes sense, I think, because they're doing the Jericho, Callis.
Yeah, fuck thing. Them Europeans, right? Like, who cares about them?
Well.
Like, that's stupid. You have one of the matches in Japan. You have the other one on, you know, North American soil. Give them a European match. How fucking stupid is that? Chris Jericho? Okay, like, listen up. I will always respect the crap out of Chris Jericho. He's one of my favorites. He used to be my mom's favorite wrestler.
Don't but now she's going. Now me. He's going against Will. Your know. Other mom's favorite, which, Dolph Ziggler or Dolph Lundgren.
Do you understand how I'm going to explain to my mother that Chris Jericho is going to face Dolph Lundgren, and I'm going to watch that? Do you know how I'm going to explain her that?
Yeah.
Like, Chris Jericho, like, I respect him so much. You have no idea. But, like, dude, this is what, like, can I have my money back? Like, can I just, this is Will Ospreay. I was hoping for a killer Will Ospreay match, you know? Yeah. A match in which he can, you know, showboat everything that he, like, his in-ring ability and his physique and everything, like match of the year. And you know, Do you know that this is probably going to be the biggest wrestling event of the year? And they're giving me Chris Jericho, Will Ospreay. Fucking no, please. Like, what?
Yeah.
I know that for some people, I'm sounding really disrespectful to Chris Jericho. Seriously, I know. I'm trying not to be. I'm seriously trying not to be, because everything, the moment Don Callis started butting his face in Chris Jericho, and I was like, okay, why? Like, is this leading somewhere? Because it feels like they just abandoned the whole Will Ospreay Don Callis thing. They abandoned it. Clearly they haven't. Like, am I supposed? Oh, is Chris Jericho supposed to be the babyface here?
I think the way it's going is Jericho's going to be turning face. I think he's turning face. I think everybody from the Jericho Appreciation Society's going face, except for probably Daniel Garcia, is the way I think it's going to be going. Maybe Daddy Magic and.
This is pissing me off so much, you have no idea. Like, imagine me trying to be, what?
I was thinking, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just Jericho turns face and everybody else stays heel. But I don't know.
I don't care. It's like, where does Will Ospreay fit in all of this? I am so sure they're going to make it make sense.
Well,
but I don't care, because it's Will Ospreay, and I wanted, I don't know, Bryan Danielson.
Well, Will Ospreay fits in because of what happened at
I know.
Okay, well, you just asked like where he fits in.
I mean, where he fits in with Chris Jericho, and why is Will Ospreay doing Don Callis' dirty work?
That's the thing. That's where it comes in. That's where it fits in.
What? Rob, because why?
That's the word. That's the direction they're going. That's that. I can't say like other than that. I mean, that's just why they're doing it. That, I mean, that's.
Don't try to explain to me stuff when I'm pissed off.
Well, I can't win this one. It's okay.
You will not win this one. You will never win this one. Nope,
I realize what you mean now. Like, I get you. I smell what the Maggie's cooking. So. I gotcha.
That's the only thing I'm cooking, because I cannot cook for shit.
No noodles?
No! No noodles for all in, okay? If this match happens, I'm going to walk out, okay? Of course I'm not.
Coexisting with Robin Casper the Ghost.
Yes! Will Ospreay and Chris Jericho, are you fucking kidding me? If I get Goldberg on this show, and fucking Jeff Jarrett for all I know, I am just gonna freaking lose it. Seriously, I do not care. TK, dude, I want my money back. Are you kidding me? No.
We get a super chat from Sean, Jesus, who sent us a super chat. Sean, if you have a question, please put it in chat. I do see that you put Will Ospreay's wrestling. Oh, there it is. Will Ospreay. Has Shingo the night before Revolution Pro.
London. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see him having a high tempo match. So, high tempo opponent.
Sucks. Well, that sucks. It's all in. It's 75 plus thousand people.
And your flag. So, 75 plus your flag.
And me. Okay. And me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just make sure. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry for the F-bombs,
okay, here's a good question. Then let's say it's not
Bryan Danielson.
Okay. If Bryan Danielson. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If Bryan Danielson's not recovered in time and it can't be Kenny Omega, who would you want?
Well, if it's not all of these people.
I'm trying to get you to say Jeff Jarrett, but we're not going to.
What are you doing this to me?
Because your grandma's not there, so somebody has to be the heel here.
You jerk. Okay, if I have to pick, Takeshita.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be solid.
That'd be really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, and at some point they will have a match. Might as well be all in.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. And yeah, the thing is, there's Danielson, based on that, the way that X-Ray came out, I don't think that's going to be good. And Ryan pointed that out too. But yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Last story.
You want Sean to send us money.
Yeah.
Money.
So the last thing I was going to talk about before we get into our Great American Bash predictions. So yeah. Soraya, what's up? Soraya liked a tweet. Usually we don't like these like a tweets. I don't really talk about them.
Yeah, but like it leads to a story.
Yeah. This one is interesting because she liked a tweet from Backup Hangman from yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Where he tweeted, kind of feels like the Outcast story was a big waste of time. Obviously, there's no controlling the Hater injury, but we didn't get blood and guts out of it. The whole surrounding division paused, and it feels like very little was accomplished broadly in the first half of the year. You can't disagree with that. So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean,
do everybody... you have that picture?
I didn't save it, so that's on me. But
that's fine.
That's the thing. My thing is, where's the lie? You know, that's
there isn't any. Like, do you know what the majority of the people watching Dynamite were talking about after Dynamite? They were talking about that sign in the audience that said "Book the women's division better." And this was so weird. Did the cameraman meant to do that? Was it a flop?
It wasn't intentional.
He zoomed in for seconds. It was a really long shot of the sign.
I don't think so. But I mean, I don't know.
Maybe. I know, but like it's like I said, it was a really long zoom in on the sign for a really long time.
The cameraman went into business for himself.
Yeah, sure. I wonder if he has a job right now. So yeah, it's like I tweeted, at least you're self-aware.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that I mean that's good.
Jake,
I mean,
something returns to Impact and Drew comes back to the chat.
So you know, that's the thing. Like, I just hope they do it. That's the biggest thing. They just need to do it. We need more than one match. It's okay to book more than one women's match on a Dynamite.
This is the frustrating thing. This was frustrating. They have one women's match on Rampage, and it's on our show. And then they have one match on Collision and on Dynamite, which are both respectfully 2-hour shows.
Yeah.
It's weird. And this, all of this is coming right after Death Before Dishonor. Its main event, Athena and Willow. Probably one of the best women's pay-per-view matches of the year. So how can you flop that way? And this isn't me saying that, you know, Britt Baker has had better matches, okay? Like, something's up. It's not up to us, you know, to talk about it. She's not at 100%, obviously. Backup Hangman, like our friend, said zero lies in that tweet. And it's not only about the Outcast. It's all like parts of this entire story. And like, this is the only story in the women's division right now.
Yeah.
The only story. And when Jamie Hayter got injured, that whole story, like, why do you not, if you have backups for, you know, for your men's storylines, which they have showed us that they've had backup plans for all their men's stories. Okay. If you have backup plans for your, you know, the rest of your roster, why not have some for the women? Like, that's the puzzling thing. And they also, they cannot show any of the other women because, like, all of us will say, well, they don't matter, because like, and it's a lose-lose situation, because if they show us matches of, you know, the women in the roster that have not been featured in this specific storyline, you know, the Outcasts and the Originals, we wouldn't care, because they haven't given us a reason why we should care about the other women, because we haven't seen them.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them.
No, exactly. And Alexis sends us a super chat that says, love you, Rob, but damn, do I love some Angry Maggie. Yeah, Angry Maggie's good, unless you're the one that made her angry.
It's what's best for business, obviously.
Yeah, unless you're the one that made her angry.
Jericho and Will Ospreay, I will never stop ranting about this. If I pop in on the pre-show from the stadium...
You will be.
Yes, I will be, if I have
you will.
A connection. If I have a good connection, we do not have a contract.
We do. Part of your deal.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, imagine Zack Sabre Jr.'s rants after matches that he lost. Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Okay? Tip of the iceberg.
And Sean in chat makes a good point. He says, what about using, why are they not using Rio? Good point.
Why are they not using Rio? Where is Serena Deeb? I will not.
Yeah.
Stop asking this question. Where the hell is Serena Deeb? They have Layla Hirsch there, by the way. She's in Ring of Honor. So you know, I did not watch this week's Ring of Honor. Was she there?
I didn't watch it, so I couldn't tell you. But you know,
God, we're so professionally prepared. Let's actually start talking about some predictions, okay? Yeah. Like NXT.
Yeah, but NXT. Great American Bash. They're going to be in Cedar Park, Texas, which is right outside of Austin, Texas. I guess it's probably
in the backyard of Caden, our friend.
Yep, Caden and Seahawk. So, yeah. So, glitzies for everybody. July 30th, this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. So, hey, Maggie, what's cool is there's a kickoff show match. How about that? I hope they're bringing that stuff back. The reason why is because it's just another match for people to do something. That's the reason why. That's why I like them, even if they're pointless. You have the kickoff match, which is the metaphor Noam Dar Oro Mensah,
yeah. Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson versus Nathan Fraser, Dragon Lee, Valentina Ferroi, and Yulisa Leon. I imagine having Nathan Fraser and Dragon Lee on your roster and putting them on the kickoff show. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Rob. I do think that Fraser, Lee, Ferroi, and Leon are gonna win. Probably, but if they win, actually, Metaphor needs to win in order for Nathan Fraser and Noam Dar to have that rematch for the Heritage Cup. But that's just putting sense in NXT, and that's we're not doing that. So, Nathan Fraser, Dragon Lee, Ferroi, and Leon.
No, give me Nathan Fraser and Dragon Lee match. Let's go that route.
We are gonna see that.
Yeah,
just soon enough. Soon enough.
This is
the kickoff show. This is the only. Okay.
I'm trying to get.
So we move on to the main.
I'm giving Soupy some.
We haven't had any. To the main card: Gable Stevenson versus Baron Corbin. This is such a weird match, Rob.
Yeah, Gable Stevenson, who threw Baron Corbin around on NXT this past Tuesday.
Jesus. Okay, so in kayfabe, Rob, I'm going to use this word a lot while we're talking about NXT.
Kayfabe? Yeah. That's it in French.
So, Gable Stevenson comes out to the ring and he's like, I could go back to school. I can become a champion in whatever thing that he said. I have no idea what you Americans call it.
The Olympics.
No,
or not the Olympics.
I know the Olympics, Rob.
Well, no. I was thinking
the national, you know, yeah. Thing. You get what I'm saying. Yeah. It's an American thing that I don't get. And then you go, or I can be the only the first American to win 2 times gold in wrestling competition. And I was like, fucking do that, okay? Yeah. So because, like, why wouldn't you want to do that? And then Baron Corbin comes out. You know, Baron Corbin that has done almost nothing in WWE. Like, he's a really good wrestler. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not his fault that they've made him do nothing in WWE. Then Baron Corbin comes out, and then he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to stay here. I've made up my mind. And I'm like, seriously? Like, you can be the first American to win gold 2 consecutive years in wrestling competition in the Olympics. And you choose to wrestle fucking Baron Corbin?
Yeah, well...
Why does that make sense to anyone? Like, it's so weird.
Money.
Like, it's not a blood feud or anything. Like, families aren't involved. Like, no one's wife was stolen. there's no, you know... Well, now you're in for a thing, you know? Like, why is this... Why?
Yeah,
he's choosing this over gold in Olympic gold.
Money. It's what it's coming down to.
So you're telling me that WWE are making it look like they're going to pay him more money than him actually winning 2-time gold in the Olympics?
Well, he could still go do that.
Can he?
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Well, he'll probably take a break because Mark Henry, I look at Mark Henry doing the strongman thing, like, even though the Olympics is different than the strongman or whatever record he broke, like, he broke a weightlifting record, but he left WWE for a little while to train for that, and Vince basically said to him, you know, I have to have the strongest man, basically, and if you don't do that, it was basically a big challenge for Mark Henry. He knew that he was probably going to get released if he didn't win this competition, and he ended up winning it. But
yeah, I can get that. But like he said, I can do this or do this or do this. Like he didn't say that he can do anything. Like whatever. The thing is that he's going to beat Baron Corbin.
Yeah,
he's so whiz. And remember, Rob, remember that one time. When Gable Stevenson, that one time, then with Gable Stevenson was fucking drafted to Raw. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't dream that.
No, and you know the thing is I don't really give a damn about Gable Stevenson or Stevenson. Anyway, so.
I'm not saying that I, you know, am invested in the guy. Like, we haven't seen anything about him or whatever. But, like, it doesn't make any sense, Rob.
I know. And that's the thing. Make it make sense.
Yeah. Please.
But anyways, who do you got?
Gable Stevenson.
Same here. Weapons Wild match. Roxanne Perez taking on Blair Davenport.
This is a lose-lose situation here because if Roxanne Perez loses, then, you know, because of the whole angle they did with anxiety and depression and everything, like, it's going to go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wins, what the hell do you do with Blair Davenport? Because, like, I kind of want to see her hold gold. And if she loses to Roxanne Perez, I don't see that happening in the near future. Although, in kayfabe... They do tend to give losers title opportunities. So,
you lost. You get a title shot.
You lost. So, like, where's the other guy that won? Like, who cares? I'm gonna pick Roxanne Perez here.
Okay.
I love both these women. By the way, I do too. Just saying.
I think Blair wins.
I'm not going to be mad about that.
But Caden makes a good point. Well, it doesn't. We know how WWE books. Caden's like, she's in her home state. She wins. They did have her in at Royal Rumble. I think Caden might be right on this one, but I just have a feeling that
she's in her backyard.
I'm gonna stick with my gut instinct here and go with Blair. So let's go that route. NXT
it's
tag
WWE team booking.
Yeah, you never know. Just it's a coin flip, anyways, with them.
Yeah.
NXT Tag Team Championship. You have Gallus defending their titles against Tony D'Angelo and Stax. Tony D'Angelo and Stax are going to be the new tag team champions.
Stax. You think so?
Yes.
I think Stax turns on Tony D'Angelo.
Really?
Stabs him in the back. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I think Gallus retains. Believe me, I would love nothing more than Tony D'Angelo and Stax. Win those championships. I would love that because I adore Tony D'Angelo. He had his first match back from prison this week. He looked flawless in the ring. That my grandmother gasped when he delivered that spine buster. She was like,
yeah, She wanted her own spine buster from him, huh? Sorry,
too soon. She hates wrestlers because what kind of a woman would you be if you lay in bed with an animal like that? And I'm like,
yeah. I'm like, yeah, she met you. Yeah. Good God. I'm like, she doesn't know you.
She does not.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. Okay, I predict the Gallus wins here because Stax will stab Tony D'Angelo in the back. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm operating at WWE booking here. I do not want them to break up. Believe me.
Yeah.
Because they're minus three tag teams on that roster. Okay.
Did I absolutely loved on SmackDown last week when Pretty Deadly walked right by Tony D and Stax? God, I love that. Where they just hit their sauce. I was done.
Yeah,
I loved it. I was like, that was the best. I just thought it was fantastic. Like, and they didn't even have. They didn't even mention it, which was fine. You just do that. Like, it kind of helps.
This is giving your audience that follows your storytelling. This is giving them something to laugh at.
Yeah, it was good.
This is wonderful. Why would you explain to it? Because it would mean nothing to the people who don't know. But for the people who do know, it means fucking everything.
And it cracked me. It got me good. I watched it on YouTube probably two or three times.
I know. Like, this is probably one of the best things on SmackDown. And mind you, I would like them every time when they're in Florida. Just have NXT talent everywhere. Just have that. Because I've said this multiple times on our show. I don't care for a main roster talent going to NXT. I care for the other way around. I want NXT talent on Raw because this is, you're exposing your NXT talent to a huge audience that you normally don't have.
Yeah.
That's it. And like, people are going, oh, who are these people? Like, Bobby Lashley and Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams backstage, I popped so much. And I was like, give me this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me this. Like, the moment Carmelo Hayes loses his championship, move him to the main roster and pair him with Bobby Lashley. Tell me a more unstoppable force than these two.
That'd be good.
Like, take my money, please. Everything.
We call that good shit pal in the business.
Yeah, we're getting off track. Let's move on. NXT Women's. Who do you got? Who do you got?
I have
Tony and Stax.
Oh, yeah. I have Tony and Stax winning that one. Yeah, okay. As we move on to the NXT Women's Championship submission match, you have Tiffany Stratton versus Thea Hell.
Yeah, Tiffany's not losing her championship here. Not to Thea Hale. I love how Thea Hale is improving so much. I love that, but like, she's not ready for that title at all.
Yeah.
Tiffany will win. I wonder what kind of submission she will use and how she'll call it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. The thing is, I love watching Thea Hill in NXT. I think she's great. I think her character's great. But
she's so goofy. I love the fact that she's so goofy, but like when she gets in, she fucking gets in.
Yeah. She's so young too, which I mean she's gonna be good. Or she already is good, but she's gonna just be amazing. But Tiffany Stratton gets this win. She's like she's on fire right now with that belt. So you gotta keep that title on her. NXT North American Championship, you have Dominic Mysterio defending his title. Defending his title against Mustafa Ali and against Wes Lee.
I don't care.
Well,
no, the only reason why I would care is if Mustafa Ali wins here. This is the only way I'm gonna care. But the thing is, I feel like WWE are so in love with the heat that Dominic Mysterio is getting right now because of the fact that he's holding the workhorse title. Everyone's losing their mind. But I would like to tell you an interesting fact. Like, we were watching, like, this week's NXT was, you know, finally the final wrestling show that my grandmother was exposed to ever. And yeah. She was like, and this around this time was, you know, the moment where I told her that this is scripted. It's not.
Oh, wow. Like, how'd that go over?
Yeah. Yeah. She made fun of it. She called them circus freaks, clowns, and she lost all respect in them. so after. This was what we fought about, just FYI. Like, I started shouting at her because, like, she watches all the soap operas in the world, including the, you know, the Indian ones, you know, from India, who are, yeah, and, like, they're really specific. She calls all the women on that show whores. Serves you right, you whore! And she flips off the TV. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you're like, God won't judge you for that. So, while we were shouting at each other, like, she calmed down for a bit and everything. I didn't, just FYI. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, if this is scripted, is this the main character? And she pointed at Dominic Mysterio. And I'm like, why would you fucking say that? And she was like, well, I see him everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she saw him on SmackDown, she saw him on Raw, she saw him on NXT, and I'm like, people who don't watch wrestling think that Dominic Mysterio is the main character in WWE. I quit.
You quit the show four times today, so that's good.
Yeah, I know. I can't do this. Like, so, look for me after the vacation, okay? Like, I cannot do this anymore, okay?
Jesus.
People think that Dominic is the main guy, okay? They really do. And by they, I mean my grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dominic Mysterio is going to retain.
Yeah. And as much as I want it to be Ali, Mysterio retains.
Yeah.
NXT Championship, Carmelo Hayes versus Dragunov, Ilya Dragunov.
Oh. I don't care. I just want to watch the match. I just want to watch the match.
Carmelo Hayes wins.
Yeah.
Dragunov is called up to the main roster and joins Imperium.
Do you think that he joins Imperium?
I do.
This makes no sense to me.
I know. And the fact that he said it makes no sense just recently made me think he's joining.
Yeah, he's like, why would you think that I'll be joining? And like it's like imagine because like he was the first one to ever pin
Walter, NXT, yeah.
And then he made him submit because the first time he pinned him, it was in a tag team match, and I was like, "Oh crap!" Like Ilya Dragunov pinned Walter, okay. Then I talked to Sean, and I was like, "Do you believe like Ilya Dragunov pinned Walter?" And he was like, "I think he's in for a big push," and I was like, "Okay." So I started like paying attention to Ilya Dragunov even more back then. Then he was the first ever to make Walter submit. And this is saying something because it's freaking Walter. Like, in kayfabe, you know how Sean always talks about Peter Griffin and the chicken? You know, yeah. where this was what I wanted Ilya Dragunov and Gunther to be throughout mm-hmm. their entire careers.
Oh, I would never prefer that.
Never, ever be on a team with each other. Like, that's just despise each other.
I prefer
because
that.
Like Gunther had the longest reigning modern, you know, reign in WWE ever, like modern, seriously. And then Ilya Dragunov put an end to that. Like, why would you ever want, like, I know why you basically want that guy on your team. Because if Gunther and Ilya Dragunov are on the team with each other, who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Ideally speaking, like, who's going to stop them? Like, no one. On the other hand, I just know that Ilya Dragunov's not keeping his name on the main roster.
Yeah.
Are they just going to call him Dragunov? Because I kind of feel like, because they really want to mix politics and wrestling and everything, just pisses me off. Oh, you're Russian? Like, you don't have
that
to.
Too.
Yeah. And it's just like, because he's Russian, it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Making him the bad guy because he's Russian is insulting.
Oh yeah, but
because that's the same thing they did with Rusev.
Rusev,
they made him a Russian, and just don't get me started on how insulting this was for all
Europeans in WWE. Like, for the most part, they always come in as heels. Like, I mean,
this is so American.
Like, Finn Balor is one that WWE brought in that wasn't a heel, and
but he's a heel now.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in general, but. Usually, if you're European, you're starting.
Well, they
out
said,
as a heel.
"Oh, look, you're a foreigner, and you are a face, and then you broke your shoulder there."
Yeah. And that's what Vince.
Well, make sure.
That's what Vince does. If you're from a different country, you're pretty much going to be a heel. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's just the way it's always been for that weirdo. It's unfortunate, but. I think Carmelo Hayes wins. You think Carmelo Hayes wins?
Carmelo Hayes wins. Yeah, I'm pretty confident in that. I do want to see Dragunov on the main roster, but I do not want to pair with Imperium. This will be a major setback. Like, I know that he's going to be utilizing Imperium, and I love that. But the fact that they have to pair all the foreigners with each other is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Europeans. Might as well be on the same team. Like, who does that?
Yeah. So I'm going to skip ahead here real quick and just go into the SmackDown preview. So tonight we have Karl Anderson taking on Karrion Kross, and you have Rey Mysterio battling Santos Escobar in the United States Championship.
Carry on my wayward cross.
You have Rey Mysterio taking on Santos Escobar in the United States Championship. How do you feel about going doing the first Cooper effect now?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Do you want to put the picture on the screen? Guys, that's a sawfish. That's a fucking sawfish. I'm not going to tell you guys just how creepy this is. It's a 13-foot sawfish. It's a really big sawfish. I have chills right now. Like, it's... Yes, Ryan, you're being funny in the chat. So the thing is that, you know, a group of, you know, a marine biologist and his and their students, they just wanted to film, you know, some fish for their work. And then they see a 13-foot sawfish, you know.
13-foot, yeah.
Yeah, the teacher didn't even, you know, like, they remained stone-faced because they didn't want to disappoint the students if they were wrong. But like, they were like, oh my fucking God, it's a 13-foot sawfish. Do you see the eyes on it? Like, that's really creepy.
Yeah, I did. That's
Yeah, that's so not disturbing, like at all.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have nightmares at all. Sean, I think it was a catch and release. Yes, like they wanted to see like how stuff worked, because that's a 13-foot sea creature. I do not want to keep that. They believe that they that this particular species of the sawfish was extinct. So they well, not exactly extinct, but like well gone. So they were really happy to see that it still existed. You can remove it from the screen because like it's really
Okay.
disturbing. Like, thank you. I just every time when something big happens, in the sea or in the ocean, I am going to the sea, by the way. The moment I see a jellyfish, I just fucking know I'm not entering the water ever again. There are like a ton of jellyfish
Yeah.
where we were going. And I'm like,
Oh, okay.
oh, the water's so clear. And then one of my friends like, dude, there's this big jellyfish right there. And I'm like, okay, when are we going back? And everything. Yeah. So even I'm up for showing you stuff for the Cooper effect, even if they creep the crap out of me. So there, don't say I didn't tell you the weird ass story even once
All
that
right.
didn't involve my grandmother.
Okay.
We
Thanks.
need to pay
Okay.
for that, so like that's fine.
Okay. So let's talk about a little bit about Raw. Some of the things that we want to talk about. You want to talk about Cody Rhodes putting or puts over the beating from Brock Lesnar. What do you want to talk about there?
Yeah, okay, first of all, last week when Brock Lesnar attacked Cody Rhodes in front of his mother. So my grandmother watches Raw, and she was like, what does this woman keep reacting like that? And I'm like, because that's his mother. Like, someone is beating the crap out of her son in front of her. And she's like, serves her right for watching that. Why is she there? And I'm like, she's supporting her son? And she's like, why? And my entire family, sure. Basically my entire family. Like, why is she supporting her son? This is weird to me. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so the thing is, Cody Rhodes, I love Cody because like I probably think that he's the only person who can get away with saying rubber match on live television in WWE. And I'm like, oh my God, he said rubber match.
Rubber chicken
So,
match.
do you think that they add a stipulation in this match? Because like
I
it
hope
is their
so.
third match.
I hope
What are you
so.
hoping for?
Well, they're not going to do a cage match, so we know that.
Everyone's saying dog collar match.
I would actually be okay with the dog collar match.
I mean, you would want I you'd be sure that Cody would want to bleed, right? Like it's
Yeah. I would want a dog collar match because a submission match just doesn't do much for me because I mean it just doesn't because I don't picture Brock Lesnar giving up, saying I quit. I just don't see that. So I would prefer a dog collar match. I think that would be best. It would make I'd say why not go that route. I think make it Cody Rhodes wants to make it brutal. Let's make it brutal.
I actually think that dog collar match will be absolutely fantastic. This was one of the reasons why I wanted us to talk about Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey,
Okay.
because like I underlined that in the script. Do you think because like they like a lot of people are paying attention to the fact, and I wish they wouldn't. They're paying attention to the fact that they both said that they were going to fight each other, both Ronda and Shayna.
Yeah.
So do you think that they're gonna do a fight pit match? Because they haven't done that with the women in WWE.
I know.
And if someone pulls off a fight pit match, it's going to be them, the two of them. And if that actually, if they actually pull this off, I think that this will be the most entertaining way for this match to go about. Yeah. I only bring it up now because there are people saying fight pit match with Brock and Cody as well. But I think that this benefits Cody in no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of jumping ship? What do you think about a fight pit match with Ronda and Shayna?
Oh, I'd definitely be down with that.
This, I feel like this is the only way they can make this match relevant. And it's not, and it's not Shayna's fault. Just FYI. It's just that the only way that they've made a progression for this match was Ronda Rousey just didn't do anything in WWE. She just flew into the main roster and everything, and I had to, you know, make a name for myself in NXT. I'm going to fight you, Shayna. Like, that's the only progression that they've had. And as good as the match will probably be, I'm not excited for it. And I feel like I should be.
Yeah.
And if they don't have a wonderful match with each other, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Because, like, I've been on the show multiple times saying that I am so pissed off at everything that Shayna has been doing on the main roster ever since she got called up. I'm pissed off. I will never forgive them for, you know, not making her win the Rumble and giving it the Rumble to Charlotte. I will never forgive them for that weird Elimination Chamber spot that they had her, you know, for 2 minutes walk, and it didn't work whatsoever. Did I disappear or did you disappear?
You didn't, but it's okay.
Because you disappeared for me.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe I disappeared, but...
Okay, that's fine. We probably both disappeared.
Yeah.
That's because of Shayna and her bite, okay? Because she bites people. But, like, that's... we disappeared the moment we started talking about Shayna. Like, what does that tell you? I'm pissed off. Like, that's... she's one of the biggest flops on the main roster from NXT. Like, the difference, okay? The difference between the level of... intensity that she had in NXT, like the animal that she was, and now this. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I think you're exactly right there. But I also, in chat, I see Sean says, if Ronda says I quit, that would be pretty eventful, like, for Shayna. And I could totally see Ronda putting over her friend like that. Shayna.
Exactly. Like, how do you put Shayna back where she belongs?
Yeah.
When a person like Shayna, when a person like Ronda Rousey actually quits.
Yep. So that'd be interesting. The other match you wanted to talk about with Dominic Mysterio versus Sami Zayn.
You know why I wanted to talk about this match? Just first of all, just so I can boo Dominic a lot, and then, have you noticed that Sami Zayn's been eating a lot of losses lately?
Yeah.
Why is that?
That I couldn't tell you. I know. Well, we know Kevin Owens is hurt. So that's why he's doing the solo matches. And I know WWE's thing, for whatever stupid, and this is a Vince-ism, but having a champion lose is driving me nuts, but.
Yeah, okay, like, Sean keeps telling, like, or Sean, not Shawn Michaels. This is, okay, this is bugging the crap out of me, guys. Okay, like, please, chat, please tell us, who is disappearing? Both of us is Rob glitching. Rob is glitching a lot, and we just did again. And this is, you know, creeping me out. I want to know who's having the issues here. The technical issues.
Yeah, let us know.
Is it me or is it you? Like, I.
Well, I'm always having issues. So, I mean, but that's. Maggie is glitching for Chris. Hi, Doc. Maggie's good. Maggie, it's all you. and you're froze now. So, yeah, everybody's saying Maggie. So, and now you're completely froze. So, all right. Welcome to Coexisting with Rob. Alrighty then. So, until Maggie gets back.
What are you talking about? You just disappeared for a minute.
That was you. Everybody, look at chat. Everybody's saying it's you. Sorry.
It's oh, I just saw it's me. Oh, okay. I just saw it's me because I didn't have a chat. Yeah.
So, but anyways, but yeah, the Cody, or excuse me, Sami Zayn losing, why they're doing this to him is just, it's annoying. But with Kevin Owens out with a rib injury or a broken rib, I believe, I just don't like the having him lose. Like every week, letting him take the pins and solo matches. It's just getting old. And then at least figure something else out, you know, just figure something else out for him. I just think they need to go a different route with this. Either. Go ahead. Oh.
While I'm here, I'm gonna hop back on and
okay,
yeah,
okay. All right. So, anyways, Sami Zayn, I don't like what they're doing with him losing. I don't like champions losing. I don't like them taking losses. I don't like them getting pinned. I just don't. I've always been that way. It just doesn't need to happen. They could do something else. They could either just have him doing promos with Kevin Owens. And let Matt Riddle continue to get his ass kicked in solo matches, whether it's against, well, he's always wrestling. He's always like stuck in this Gunther mess, but okay. Hi.
Are we
good? Here? Well, yeah.
Are we fucking good? Jesus, I need to figure this out. This is bugging the crap out of me. Okay, so what are we talking about?
We're talking about Sami Zayn just getting pinned. That's what I was talking about, but
I'm sorry to the chat. Obviously, I'm having issues with my laptop, but I do not have it's my grandma. I do not have the money to repair my laptop.
Yeah.
So, and I know. Did you read the chat from
I will. Yeah. And that's the thing. He wasn't going to take that title away, and I know that, but I'm just saying you don't need to put him in that title match anyways.
You don't need to make the match a title match.
Yeah, I get that. Like, one is fine, but I'm talking like multiple weeks just having him lose is like, I just get tired of it. We do have a super chat from our friend Doc. If I can get to it. There we go.
I'm just gonna restart my computer, Rob.
Okay.
I'm glitching.
Okay. Well, let me read the super chat first. The goatee looks is a good look. Maggie, your hair looks amazing. I just got here. Did I miss anything? Well, you're missing Maggie's glitching. And Maggie, I have a fly flying around me, and she glitched that way, I guess.
Oh. I'm glitching. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm just gonna restart my whole computer.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. Yep.
That's all good. See you in a bit. But anyways, while I'm thinking about it, check out Chris's interview on Bleacher Report with Thunder Rosa. Really good interview. Really good. And man, I'm ready for Thunder Rosa to come back. You want to talk about helping that women's division? I know that needs a boost, and she'll bring that boost when she's good. It shouldn't be too much longer, I believe, the way it's going. I'm excited for her to be back, and check that Bleacher Report interview out. It's really good. Anyways, we'll move on. If you guys have questions right now, just throw them in chat. I'll be more than happy till we get Maggie back. So the next, I mean, I don't know what Maggie else wanted to say about Sami Zayn than that. So I'll just move on to NXT. The kendo stick match between Dana Brooke and Cora Jade, that actually surprised me, with Cora Jade losing that match. That shocked me more than anything. I just was not picturing that. I don't really like the way they're going with Cora Jade. what I if they do anything with this, I'm kind of wondering if we're going to see a heel turn between Roxy. I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see a heel turn with Roxy soon. And if that's the case, yeah, it was bad. It was very bad. And if they go that route with Roxy, which I don't think they should because she's very popular, I think I think with Cora Jade, they moved things too. I think they started things way too quick with those two. Like, they should have stuck together. I just think the way I would actually like to see them back together. Like, if they're heels, that'd be great. If they're faces, I thought moving Cora Jade as a heel was not the right call. That's just my opinion. People really liked her. And speaking of faces, we bring the ultimate face back. So
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, don't. You know me. How many times have I had to restart during a show?
I have absolutely no idea why this keeps happening. I'm pissed off.
It's okay.
But hey, at least I get to watch Chris Jericho and Will Ospreay, right?
Okay. So anyway, we moved on to NXT. You wanted to talk about Dana Brooke and Cora Jade.
Yeah. This pissed me off too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, and this is nothing against Dana Brooke. She's been doing a lot of work, okay, and I can get behind that. But like, what do you do? What the hell do you do with Cora Jade? What are we doing? Like, have you noticed that we forgot how good Cora Jade is in the ring ever since she turned heel, because she shows none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was saying that while we were gone. I think her going heel was the wrong call. She was really popular. She was extremely popular.
I'm glitching again. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Here, it's all good.
So, I am so sorry. It's not
Maggie. You're trust me. You've seen this show. You've been on this show. I glitch more than anybody. Like, I had issues, so you're good. But yeah, I just think it was the wrong call, like last year when they did that. But
anyways. Well, yeah, obviously it was. But I kind of hope that they do something more with Cora, you know, because like we've seen how good she is, and you can't take that away from us. Like, we know what she can do, and like Dana Brooke beating her at her own game is something weird. Because, like, she walks around with that candlestick, right? It should be, and this should be her thing. And they've made it her thing. And Dana Brooke beating her, like, that's not, I don't know. It's Dana Brooke and a rookie. I'm sorry. And it's not, like, I'm all over the place today, okay? Like,
it's okay. You're fine.
I'm sorry. I wasn't. Again, this isn't you know, a diss at Dana Brooke. I just because like I feel like this is the most relevant thing Dana Brooke has ever done ever since the 24/7 title. I feel like.
Yeah.
And that shit got thrown in the bin. So that basically everything that you've done with that 24/7 title doesn't mean anything when it gets thrown in the trash. So yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah, well, missed in the tray. Yeah, that was the best thing about all of it. It was like, I still wonder if it was. I don't think anybody's ever answered that, if it was intentionally missed or not, because, like, when she dropped,
if it was intentionally missed, they would have brought it back already. Like, there's not like, I do not trust them to, you know, do long term storytelling with a 24/7 championship. Yeah.
Sean sends us a super chat. Says, what did Maggie think of the beautiful family portrait of Don and Jericho that Mel Coleman painted? P.S. The curse of the communist internet from grandma. LOL.
Oh my God, you're right. Is my internet a communist internet? You commies.
Yeah, you commie bastards.
First of all, thank you, Sean, for the lovely super chat. We appreciate you so much.
We do.
And second of all, that portrait, I am so pumped every time I see something from Mel. Every time, I swear, like, you know what the stupid thing is? Every time I see something from Mel, I text Chris, not her, and I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe text Mel. I am going to text her tomorrow.
I'm so excited because I constantly tweet, like, whenever I see it, like, that's the person that's going to paint me like one of our French girls. And
yeah, sure, I know
that's a dream that you've had, a lot of people have had, and I'm just proud to be able to be part of it. I'm doing it for you guys, because I'm a team player
for you people,
all you people. Yep.
All you people. By the way, I glitched again.
Oh, that's okay.
Jesus. By the way, it's not my internet connection. My internet connection is pretty fine. It's not my internet connection. It's probably my laptop. Thank you.
So moving on to AEW Dynamite, you wanted to talk about the daddy of asses. Daddy ass.
Yeah. So daddy ass lost the match. He got pinned and he left his boots in the ring. After, you know, before that, all members of House of Black whispered something in his ear. First of all, we all know that he's not really retiring. Like, he's gonna do something again, but like, he's kayfabe retiring.
What do you think he whispered in his ear?
Yeah, that's the question. What did they whisper in his ear? Lannister, send their regards.
I thought it was my browser's password, but no, I don't subscribe to that. So
this side up.
Yeah, the side up. It's not my browser's password because I don't have one.
Entry only.
Yeah. What they probably should have said is what you said about Brian James being better than Bret Hart. It should get you your ass kicked. What they should have said to him if they didn't, when he tweeted that, like, that pissed me off, and that's what I tweeted after. Like, that's what you get. Like, that's what you get. That's what happened, bitch. Yeah, bitch. So yeah. Hell with you, man. Same Brian James is better than Bret Hart, the Road Dog. Hell with you. You deserve
what he was doing.
Get five to the face. Knew. My God.
He knew what he was doing. That's fine.
Katie says I'm contacting you about your car's extended warranty. Would be good.
Can we speak to your parents?
Chris said Mel also did the art for the new Ring of Honor figure
absolutely
boxes.
Absolutely, yes, she did. They're absolutely great. I do wish that, like, if I can get one wish, okay, it wouldn't be for my laptop and internet connection to start actually working.
And it's not Wardlow.
No, it's not Wardlow. It's gonna be for Mel to be full time. With AEW. That's what I would want.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
It would be. Corey says Hell Hydra was one of them. Yeah, that'd be good. So, but yeah, anyway, so yeah, Billy Gunn. Yeah, he's, I don't know what they whispered, but anyways, AR Fox.
Billy Gunn was better.
yeah. Jesus. AR Fox losing to Orange Cassidy. We saw AR Fox. Break the sunglasses.
A lot, with this show. I'm so glad about this because throughout this entire time we see, you know, this amazing talent on AEW, and we keep asking ourselves, is this the new Dante Martin? Is this the new Action Andretti? Like, you know, people who have wonderful matches on the card and then disappear, you know, in the shuffle. Yeah. We saw AR Fox do that quite a bit. He popped in at Ring of Honor and everything.
Yep.
But like now he's actually interesting because he has an actual storyline. You know, a storyline with you being a great professional wrestler sometimes isn't enough. You know, you have to have some sort of character.
Yeah.
Which I'll tell you why I love this, because now we can actually get an AR Fox versus Cheeseburger match. I've been praying for this match for a long, long ass time now. I'm gonna pray this into existence. I do want to see that. But yeah, after that, you know, AR Fox cost Darby Allin, right? Cost Darby Allin a match. Like he came out with a hoodie and everything. Like we all knew who that was.
Yeah.
Right? Like
we
damn sure did.
Because got me good.
Yeah, did not see this coming. Because like AR Fox beat up Orange Cassidy after, you know, he lost the match. Darby Allin came out and wanted to be the bigger man and everything. And you know, it was kind of annoying, by the way. Let me do what I want.
Do what I want.
Who are you? You're not my daddy. So like that's kudos to AR Fox. Like maybe he becomes part of the Mogul Embassy.
I think they even said it. Is he like the newest member of the Mogul Embassy? And I think
put on the shirt.
Oh, then yeah, he's part of it.
He put on the shirt. Like yeah, he's part of it. Like they give him a shirt. Yeah. And everything, and he put it on. Okay. So he's a part of that. This is the way that I'm interested in AR Fox now, and it's not him being a heel or anything. Like you know, he being in a storyline, relevant and actually doing something apart from having awesome matches. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yep. So we'll move on a little quickly. Pac defeated Gravity. What do you think about this?
It was so fun because throughout the entirety of the match, it's me. Yeah. Gravity, it's me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, like, that was just kudos, for...
Yeah, this was just for laughs, okay? Like, yeah. Tony wanted to laugh a lot. So did we. I adore the fact that Pac is one of the most intense wrestlers on that roster. And I'm not even kidding. And he can do that. Like, I got reminded of the match he had with Orange Cassidy at Revolution. I love the fact that Pac can have these sorts of matches. I love that.
Yeah. Jack Perry, Jerry Lynn.
Okay. Jack Perry talked a bunch of crap about ECW. Next week, they're going to have a face-to-face. I'm sure that Jerry Lynn's not the person who's going to have a match with Jack Perry. Who do you think it is?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think he's having an actual match. I think he's going to get, like, attacked before it, or they're going to WWE it up. Like
He's gonna call somebody.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Rob Van Dam.
It sure is Rob Van Dam, damn right. It is so Rob Van Dam. Like, I can see it being Tommy Dreamer. But it's gonna be Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, that's who it should be.
It's either of these two, like, or maybe Taz beating crap out of him himself.
Yeah. So the AEW Rampage preview tonight. You have a tag team battle royal.
I'm gonna talk about MJF and Adam Cole.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, I skipped that. I'm sorry. Adam Cole and MJF.
So you don't think they win the titles, right?
I do.
Oh, you think they're winning the titles?
I do.
Damn you.
I do.
I beg your pardon?
I do. I think they win that's just me. I think it'd be good.
They're now so think, over.
They are. They're so over. And I just...
Ridiculously over right now.
I know. But the one thing, too, I will say this. Now that I think about it more, this is what I actually want to happen. I want Adam Cole to be the one to turn on MJF.
That is going to happen.
That's what I want. I don't want it to be vice versa.
Because see, the whole thing was that Adam Cole wanted a match for the championship.
Yeah.
And MJF already said that no matter what the outcome was, he's going to have a match for the title.
Yeah.
So I also would very much like to think that Adam Cole was in it throughout the entire time, and so was Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
please make Roderick Strong be in on this from the very beginning of this whole shtick. Because otherwise, Roderick Strong is just a bitch. Okay?
Yeah.
He's acting like a bitch. Well, why are you hanging out with him? Yeah. I'm your friend. Like, you can have more than one friend, okay? He's being so clingy, and that's not what real friends do to each other. Like, friends let other friends have more than other friends.
Yeah.
I screwed that. You know what?
I know what you meant. I knew what you meant.
Yeah. Thank you. So I just, because do you remember what I told you when Roderick Strong debuted in AEW? I was like, because like in his last days in NXT, it was almost as if he was acting really, really badly. He was a bad actor just so they can grant him his release. And like, and I was like, oh yeah, he totally was. And he's acting the same way now. And
yeah,
like,
no, I noticed that too. I was like, like, yeah, he's not, I mean, maybe he was actually, like, maybe he was actually.
Maybe he is that. And maybe that's his thing. Like, he's on another level when he gets in that ring. Like, he's such an amazing wrestler.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not that, you know, because like, I was always used to him being a part of the Undisputed Era. And like, he was never that guy. Like, it was always Adam Cole on the mic and everyone else, like, you know, part of, they were all also cool with each other, you know, they won this big thing. And now that he's actually given time, and I'm like, what? And like, I hope that this happens, really seriously. I really hope that this does happen. Or maybe he's just a natural heel.
Yeah, no, exactly. And
I just, like, this is a big problem for me. Why are you hanging out with him? Like, what are you doing? And his neck brace? Like, what am I supposed to be, like, sympathetic with you? Like, is, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
He's a giant bitch, Rob.
Yep. We move on to the AEW Rampage preview. You have the Tag Team Battle Royale match to determine the number one contenders for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. You have Commander taking on Kip Sabian, who was substituted, who was put in the match because Scorpio Sky is injured, supposedly, which sucks if that's the case.
This sucks so much.
The Kingdom will be in action against local talent, it sounds like. And then you have Hikaru Shida taking on Nyla Rose. And then for the AEW Collision preview tomorrow night, you have the AEW Tag Team Championship, FTR, defending their titles against Mr. Adam Cole and MJF. You have the ladder match for Andrade's mask between Andrade and Buddy Matthews, which I think we see Rush tomorrow night. And then you have Del Vikingo.
Do you think so?
I do.
I was gone for a while, by the way.
I do think, I do think so. And then tomorrow night we have Del Vikingo. I can't even say it. Del Vikingo. Thank you. Action Andretti and Darius Martin taking on Juice Robinson and the Guns.
Yes. So, it's gonna be a killer match, by the way.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. I forgot to hit the button, but there we go. That's our there's our Cooper effect, Maggie. I hit the wrong one, but there we go. Ella J is our Cooper effect for this week. And man, we had a great time with her. She was awesome.
I'm just gonna go ahead and talk before I disappear again. we had so much fun talking to Ella because, like, Ella and I share a mutual disgust towards mint chocolate. So we naturally have a bond with each other about that. So we are going to meet someday at a wrestling event and just eat a bunch of mint chocolate and spit it on the ground and everything. So, we had such a fun time with Ella. Please subscribe to Fightful Select for only $5 a month and catch our chat with Ella. It was such a pleasure.
Yeah, she was awesome. We had a lot of fun. She's an up-and-comer in this business on the wrestling media side. She's going places. She'll be at SummerSlam. I really like that for her. WWE's bringing more female to the media press. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing to have more representation of women for the company, like doing media. That's a really good thing. Chris sends us another super chat before we head out. Your mint chocolate takes sadden me. So, Scott says that she also hates mac and cheese. Wow. Macaroni and cheese. That's weird. That's odd. Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Before I disappear again, on X or Twitter or whatever it is nowadays, at Maggie underscore IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I'm sorry, I disappear all the time.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Check out our interview with Ella coming up next on Fightful Select. It's going to be really good. We appreciate you. We will see you next week. Peace.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.